At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he was the first person to speak to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange after he landed in Australia as a free man. Mr. Assange landed in Canberra last night and is back on Australian soil for the first time in more than a decade after pleading guilty to a single US espionage charge in a deal with the Department of Justice. This ends a 14-year saga, including 5 years spent in a high-security prison in the UK and 7 years before that in self-exile in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Mr. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, has thanked the Australian government for their support.
I really want to thank everyone who has joined us in this fight, who have supported us along the way, because without that support and the campaigning that's been done, we just wouldn't be in this position. Julian is incredibly grateful for the support that he's had from the Australian government and from the public here in Australia, and we're delighted that he's home. He's finally home.
Julian Assange's family say they hope the WikiLeaks founder can return to some form of normality after landing in Australia a free man. Mr. Assange has been reunited with his father, John Shipton, and his wife, Stella Assange, in Canberra as he returned to his home country for the first time in over 10 years. Mr. Shipson says he hopes his son will be able to live an ordinary life, raising his children alongside his wife, a human rights lawyer and part of his legal team, who he married in a ceremony in 2022 in London's Belmarsh prison. Speaking to SBS News from France, his brother Gabriel Shipton says he hopes his brother can spend some time in a remote area and feel the sand between his toes.
It was a different world 14 years ago when Julian was first detained. And a lot has changed. Julian has to contend with all that and come to terms with that. His profile is also very different. He will never be able to experience the Australia that he once knew in the way he knew it. And I think he longs for that. Actually, when I was talking to him, he really longs to go to the places that he knows in Australia and visit them again and see what they're like now.
The United Nations has revealed 2023 was the highest number of violations against children in nearly a decade. It found there were over 32,000 grave violations against more than 22,000 children during the year. UN Special Representative for Children, Virginia Gamba, says these violations included killings, maiming, recruitment, denial of humanitarian access, and abduction. The report reveals 5,301 children were killed and 6,348 injured, a 35% increase from previous years. Ms. Gamba says there's no excuse for harming children during armed conflict.
Let me remind all warring parties, whether state armed forces or non-state armed groups, that when they resort to armed force in contradiction with the Charter of the United Nations, they cannot do so at the cost of the lives and well-being of children.
An exhibition in Melbourne is promising to transport visitors back to the Cretaceous period, when dinosaurs roamed the earth. The centrepiece is a 66-million-year-old Tyrannosaurus rex fossil named Victoria, one of the biggest and most complete ever discovered. Victoria was first discovered in 2013 by a group of prospectors and citizen scientists in the US state of South Dakota. Museums Victoria paleontologist Tim Ziegler says they believe the dinosaur lived to be 28 years old.
Until now, Tyrannosaurus rex has been a poster on my childhood wall. So now to stand and look in the eye of Victoria, of this beast, that's a lifetime achievement for any paleontologist, as well as every five-year-old in the country.
And that's SBS News in easy English.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.